Thoughts Not Scripted Part 2. In the same way that in business, if a person doesn't behave in a business way that I, for instance, think is appropriate, so if somebody's telling me about their business and they are negative or they are having they have a way about them that is telling me that they're hiding something, I can easily think that I can easily go to a place of, well, actually, I don't want to do business with a person, they're hiding something, they're negative, so they'll have a negative impact on me, and so on. I can go down that thought route. But I don't have to think that. I don't have to feel irritated by that person. Our couple who have had a relationship upset, the aggrieved party doesn't have to feel or think aggrieved thoughts. And what that means to me is that we think our thoughts, we have a feeling, we create an experience, we believe those thoughts, we carry on. We can still do that, but with the knowledge of, well, I don't have to think that, it's not a script, it's not a given, is that there's the possibility of a new thought. And as we know, when new thought comes, that can take you in a totally different direction. So it isn't about replacing the thought with a different thought, or replacing a negative feeling with a positive feeling. It's about knowing that you don't have to have that thought. You don't have to have it. You got it at this moment in time, but you don't have to have it. I'll leave it there for now. Please do contact me if you want to hear any more. Thank you for your attention.